The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend. What's new?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody shoot me.
Yeah?
No, it's good. I am busy getting ready to go on a little vacation.
Oh, because you need some you time.
I do need some you time.
You need to recharge them batteries.
I need some me time. That's for sure.
You need to get as far away from the irrigation pipe.
That's relaxing for me. There's nothing better than after like 5 minutes, the pipes pressurize you here. And you're like, success. Oh. And then you're like, I might have to do this in like 5 hours again. No, headed down to Mexico. Super happy about that. We have been so fortunate enough to help 75 families so far this year. And because we give 110%. It would be safe to say, and I think Meredith could agree, we're ready for a few days off, are we not?
We are.
Yes, we are indeed. So, but yeah, no, it's crazy out there. It's changing, I would say, faster than I have ever seen the market change. It is by the minute different. We're seeing throughout our MLS tens of price reductions daily, hundreds in a week or two period. I'm not analytical whatsoever, but when I look at these things, I'm constantly seeing price reductions. And it's just a sign that we have hit the ceiling on pricing and we have hit the ceiling on affordability. And over and over again, we're seeing the price reductions. People who are trying to dip their toe in the market are no longer getting that price. And it's not going to, and this is, you know, I'm a positive person, there are ways through this. Never before has it been more important to have someone with an actual plan to get these things sold and that has the experience now. Before, the last 3 years, if you had a heartbeat, you could throw a house on the market and it would sell. Now it's going to take skill again. And I am so excited because for the last 8 years, every morning I go, why am I practicing what I'm supposed to say? Why am I practicing what I need to do today? Why am I doing my goals with my team and they want to beat me like our gray-headed stepchild every morning? Meredith's like, why are we doing this? Meredith, you're going to see why we're doing this very soon. Because you're going to actually need skills again as a real estate agent. And we haven't needed that per se. Yes, we had to know how to, you know, deal with multiple offers and things like that. But really, even though we do spend over $40,000 a month on staffing and marketing for our sellers and for our buyers, we may not have needed to do that in that market because, like, literally, if it had a front door, you could walk through, it would sell. Within the last 45 days, that's no longer the case. Our inventory, how come you're not full of gray hair having to deal with me?
I got some going on here. I'm sprouting some just thinking
about it. Yeah, that's right. I know. We've been doing it for since, what, January or February?
We started in the first of February. And I believe there was only about 40 or 50 houses in the market, right?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, so in Missoula, there was like 29 or 30 single-family homes. And right in the whole county, we had between 50 and 60 for sale, including Sealy Lake, which we love. And I always say that. I wish my wife would buy me a lake house up there.
Please.
So far, it's not, it hasn't happened.
But dear Santa.
Yeah. So we looked this morning, Meredith and I did, and it's 200 homes. Yep. I mean, imagine that. So, and it's only going to get more and more and more. Now, these days on market
are going up. This is peak season, though, for that, right?
Well, it's peak season, but we'll normally see a doubling, not more than a quadrupling.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, so it's one of those things, the more houses, and so why is that? And as we've discussed, and anybody, you know, people that have been listening to the show religiously have, you know, I've heard this probably a million times, but for those that haven't yet, the reason simply is when the interest rates went from 2.875, which is where they hovered for a long time, give or take a quarter of a point, and now they're in the mid fives and supposed to go up to sevens or beyond.
Or beyond?
Yeah, or
would you
beyond.
Stop with that?
They just don't know. Yeah, there's some optimists that are saying seven and there's some pessimists that are saying over 10.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it depends on who you listen to. So, but either way, that's going to mean another $600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000 a month for these buyers. And simply, we have lost already, I would venture to guess, 30 to 40% of our buyer pool. And we're on our way to having lost 50 to 60% of our buyer pool. So are you going to be buying houses for hundreds of thousands of dollars less? I don't know about that. But at the end of the day, we're not seeing these, you know, 20 offers per home. Sometimes if there's a $300,000 home, there are, you know, something under 400, right? Right. There'll be still... You know, you won one the other day where your buyer won, which, by the way, congratulations.
16 offers.
16 offers, 16. And Meredith's buyer won.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Meredith will be teaching the buyer courses here at the Jason Baker team going forward.
You got it.
Yeah, that's right. You got it. The pay is not that good, though.
Come on.
We'll let you pay. No. So, but it's one of those things where, you know, there's still little pockets of that goodness happening. Here is the good news in that, though. There used to be 400 homes for sale this time of year. You know, really? Just, yep. You know, pre-COVID, right? So we're still half as much as that, but still 200 is great. So people are like, well, how come my house isn't selling, you know, with multiple offers within, 2 seconds like they were just 3 months ago? A simple reason is 4 times more inventory and the payments are, you know, $500 to $1,000 more for the average buyer, and they simply are priced out of the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Less house.
Yeah.
They
they're just
afford,
yeah.
Less and
so,
less.
So they were getting a 4-bedroom. Now they're getting a half a bedroom.
Right.
You know, before, you know, it's just something like that, you know.
Or go from 4-bedroom to tar paper shack real quick.
5 acres to a rented lot. You know, something like that.
I'll just do a garden shed.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, I don't know. I'd buy one of those $5,000 sheds with a loft and be happy.
Yeah.
But I'd be divorced.
Probably.
Quickly.
Yeah. Just be eating cereal
be
all the
way
time.
Less stressful for
just,
her.
I could just see you just eating cereal.
I love cereal.
Lunch and
dude, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's my favorite. Eat a whole box. I almost did last night. My daughter eats that like it's going out of style and totally almost did that.
So. Dad, stop eating like cereal.
She says it all the time.
Oh.
You better get to it quick or you ain't getting any of it.
So what do we got on topic for today's show?
We're going to be talking to TC. And he owns an awesome inspection company here in town. We're just going to be asking him questions. You know, getting a home inspection is definitely highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to ask him some questions kind of from the realtor side, just to understand the process. We're going to ask questions that we think buyers would want to hear and just talk about some of the common things that he bumps into and how to approach those things, what things they should worry about, what things they shouldn't worry about and stuff like that.
And for sellers, what things you might have to be
yeah,
fixing.
The seller's like, God, I hope they don't ask for one.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of how that goes.
Okay, cool. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, you're thinking about selling your home but not sure where you're going to move, if your home sells faster than you can find a new one? Hey, Sean Hannity here, and as an active investor, I know all about the stresses of selling a home so you can have the capital to buy your new home. There is a solution. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, you want to work with an agent that has helped thousands of families buy and sell and understands the market so that no seller has been left without a home. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. Now, don't let the best seller's market in decades pass you by. Make the smart move. Get the options to put the most money in your pocket.
Look, the only thing more expensive than hiring an expert is hiring an amateur. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice.
Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, today we are going to be talking home inspections. That's always a big deal.
Did I just mess up your intro there, buddy?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Here at the Real Estate Revolution, we have to do 39 takes. Jason does is talk the whole entire time. We never get anything done. So anyway.
Well, we were saying home inspections is a big deal because before we were saying when things were so hot and sellers or buyers weren't necessarily asking for home inspections just because they wanted to get in that home. They didn't want to make it any difficult, any more red tape they had to cut through.
Yeah.
But now it's back to being a necessity.
Yeah. In order to win, you know, when there's 20 offers on a home, which, you know, those days are ending very, very quickly if they're not gone already, because, again, it's changing by the minute, like we said before the break. More people are going to be asking for home inspections. Before, in order to win, they were just waiving them, mm-hmm. which I think is, like, not smart at all. Like, we advise all of our buyers, I think Meredith would agree, to get a home inspection every single
100%.
Time.
It'd be dumb not to.
So we drag in here, I mean, kicking and screaming, Tim.
Yeah, okay, he just stopped
Tim's one of the top home inspectors here in the Valley or all around. So, Tim, tell us a little the name of your company, who you are, how long you've been in business, and just a little tiny quick blurb, and then we're going to start hammering you with questions, poor guy. There's two of us. It's two on one.
Little tiny, well, that's about it.
Yeah, that's right.
My name is Tim Netsley. I'm with Inspect Montana. I've been at it since 2001, so I guess actually last month it was 21 years.
Oh, wow.
And we've been in Montana since 2009, and we've got multiple inspectors, so we have been focused through all of this time in trying to meet the tight time frames that you guys have been suffering as well.
So when we order an inspection, everybody, we want it yesterday. Uh-huh. We don't want it tomorrow. Yeah, we already want it. We just want it. As soon as we hit the button, we want the damn thing.
Right? What do you mean it's not done yet?
Yeah, that's right. What's the matter with you? Yeah. So the best time to order an inspection was yesterday. Yeah. So anyway. Okay. I digress. Keep going.
But we don't do drive-by inspections.
Oh, you don't? I remember those kinds of loans. The drive-by loans.
Just swing by. It looks good.
Looks amazing, yeah.
Follows them up, but we don't do we don't recommend that.
Not a drive-by appraisal. Yeah. Sellers love drive-by inspections. Yeah.
Sellers love.
Yeah.
Sellers love no inspection.
Yeah, sellers love no inspection. This is true. So you've been in business for 21, coming up on 21 years. So that's great. What made you get into this?
Foolhardiness.
Yeah. Oh, huh. I know. I want to deal with realtors every day.
Yeah. I enjoy crawl space.
Yeah, I know. It's no wonder I go to church. I have to deal with realtors every day.
No, well, I the industry that sent me to church. That's
right. Yeah, that's right. It's the industry that made me gain weight, maybe turn my hair completely gray, and it makes me I had to get saved in real estate. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
your hair is still on your head.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah, I know there is perspective there.
No, I have always, for as long as I can remember, even in high school, was love and construction, love and real estate, and when you marry the two, you end up in inspections.
Yeah,
and you know, helping people out with the things they don't know, and we all need a professional in some arena.
Yeah,
and so that's what we thrive with.
It's super important. The average sale price being around $530,000 Missoula for now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of money. Right? I mean,
it's still a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And so when you have an inspection, you're making sure that you're not buying into a major issue, or at least you're doing as much due diligence as you can. Nobody has 3D vision.
Right.
You know?
Well, our ideal home inspection will save you money because we'll find things that are otherwise hidden and that would cost a whole lot more than the inspection.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's so smart. Like, so when a buyer actually offers one, and really you should ask for one on every single thing, unless for some reason you do not want, you want to like take that risk and throw it on the wall to see if it'll stick. It's a really good idea. And I think what Tim was saying was he's going to find some things in the house that you can potentially negotiate for on the sale price of the home. That's one way that you can do it. So for instance, if we find out that the roof is nearing the end of its life, right? For example, that you saw that. So what's the biggest reason? Like when you do this, you obviously love it. You've been doing it for 21 years. What satisfaction do you get from it? What are some of the reasons why you love coming to work every day?
Honestly, it sounds... well, it sounds a little strange, maybe, almost like I'm, pandering, but I really love working with the people that are getting into these situations, looking for, their house that they're going to live in and move their family into.
Yeah.
And I give them a fuller picture of what they're actually getting into. So you deal with the numbers on the, transactions and the sales. And I don't care about that.
Right.
I care about, giving them a livable space for their family that's safe. And that's not going to cost them even more numbers than the house itself. Because as you said, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
Right.
In Montana, every state seems to be different. What are some of the most common things that you run into on a house that a buyer should, beware of? What are some of the most common things you see out there in the arena?
Most things that we see all throughout Montana that is most common is going to be watershedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what people don't often understand is that the house is a collection of systems that all have to work together as a system, a larger system, an aggregate system. And that's true with the roof that is, as you said, nearing the end of its age, or the gutter system, the grading of the lot, and then of course the siding and trim and all that stuff, the ceiling of it, all of that has to work together, and then of course treating the foundation.
Are you trying to say, Tim, that the gutter should not drain right into the crawl space on purpose?
So what you're really trying to say is
so I mean, I mean, unless you, unless it goes right into some sort of like a jacuzzi that you've dug out, you know, down in there, you know, something like that.
No, I don't think that's
we just want to make sure the sump pump works.
I don't think that's gonna pass.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, efficiency.
That's right. So the draining, because I always see, you know, a negative draining, you know, like the house is built, you know, in a hole, in other words, right?
So, well, if it doesn't start there, it ends up there. People put flower beds around the house, and a lot of times they'll put it right up against the siding or, you know, right up underneath it. And so we get all kinds of siding will eventually deteriorate the moisture.
Yeah, it does. So you see, I see a lot of, I see a lot of things, just like when I'm walking around houses, like that bottom one or two pieces of siding, if there's lots of shrubbery or whatever else, seems more swollen than something else. And, you know, the leaves get dew on them, the dew leaves are touching the siding, and the siding just over time just absorbs stuff, you know, or the sprinklers hitting it, you know, like right outside of the house.
That is new wood siding is most common around here because it's cost effective and it's easy to put up.
Right.
The problem with that is not the siding itself, but that we don't take those things into account when we put it.
I mean, Montana's got less humidity than most places, too, but
it does. It's fairly dry, but we make up for that with our sprinkler wash or garden beds.
Yeah, or the 25 feet of snow we get annually, or, you know, or like the rain we've had for the last 2 weeks, which is good. So what you're saying is you should call my wife right after the show, and you should be like, when Jason took out those 32 lilac bushes that were pressed up against the side of the house when we bought the funny farm, he was actually doing a good thing.
Well, there are other reasons to get rid of lilac.
And
your sewer scope will tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was like Little Shop of Horrors. What kind of inspections are most common? So someone gives you a call. So first of all, they'd be referred to many times by a local real estate agent. I'm sure you get calls out of the blue as well. I won't have you come down and actually do mine because, like, when we bought our house, we had mold, and thank gosh that we had a home inspection. I didn't know you at the time. We had a home inspection, and you know, there was mold throughout the attic and the crawl spaces and stuff like that. And I just want to make sure if that stuff, you know, would you mind coming down and having a look? And we'll obviously take care of it.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, that would be great. Because if there's anything, I want to nip it in the bud. And I think that's really important that although you may not have bought your house, I don't think it's a bad idea, whether you're renting or whether you're living there,
to just get one done
or like a partial one done. Please just come look around because, you know, heck, I mean, you don't want it to get to a point where you're ready to go sell and there's a problem that cost 10 grand that you could have alleviated for $200.
That's just it. The trick is your job is to find small problems that could eventually become bigger problems.
Yep,
that's right. And for mold in particular, you know, because it's drier up here, as you said, mold is not as big an issue here as it is in other parts. People are moving in from other parts and have been for the last couple of years at an alarming rate. So we're getting a lot more mold test requests. But, you know, there's different types of mold tests. There's the mold you can see, and then you, of course, can peel and stick.
The mold in your teenager's room.
We don't test their closets.
You don't test closets or laundry baskets. There we go. Off. Or their shoes.
But we do the air test in the living space, and we do pull a reference from the outside, and then we do several locations on the inside. And that's for the mold you can't see that's just in the air. The truth is that mold is everywhere. We're breathing it right now, but we're looking for unsafe levels, and then we pull one from the outside versus the inside so that we can see the difference.
Just to compare. Last time I did mine, the mold was more outside than inside. I don't know how that happens.
Weird.
Yeah, I think they got it like reversed.
Or you're growing fungus.
Yeah, that's what I try to do all the time.
Do you have an ERV in your house or something like that?
No, we had lots of mice, though. Oh. It was just really weird. It just tested higher outside. I don't know. Lots of ponds, maybe all the ponds around it or something.
That's why you call it Funny Farm.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Everything's bass backwards at my place.
It's like the Chevy Chase movie. Yeah. It's like the Money Pit.
Yeah. It's just like, crazy weird.
That's Tom Hanks. Sorry, I'm a different movie.
I know.
Shelley Long.
Yeah. When someone orders a home inspection, what are they? I know there's like, what are some of the things that they most commonly order? Will they order like radon? Or tell me a little bit about what kind of testing you do most of the time.
Radon almost always accompanies.
I think that's required, isn't it? Usually in the.
No, it's not required, but it would be foolish not to get a radon test in Montana because Montana just has radon.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And we're slightly above what the EPA calls an actionable level in the Missoula area, but we've tested down the Bitterroot in up into the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Which the actionable level is 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you usually hover around 6 here. But like I said, it's been in the 50s and down.
Yeah, over 4, and typically the buyers are asking for some sort of a radon passive or active mitigation system. Do you install those too, or who do you refer that out to?
We most often will refer to Murphy.
Okay, Murphy, yeah, Murphy.
How does that work, the mitigation?
So what they do is they get a chainsaw. and they just go right into the side of your house. They just make a vent.
Just get a backhoe, a chainsaw.
And it depends on the construction of the house, really. Is it a slab foundation versus a crawl space or a basement?
Yeah.
And that changes the mitigation system that they put in.
Well, okay.
To a degree, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes there's a piping. Sometimes there's a fan attached to the piping. Sometimes they put Visqueen down with a pipe under it. Sometimes they have to saw through some part of the house or some part of the foundation.
Or just to get airflow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little tougher, I think, on a slab. I don't know where they'd have to. That's be kind of
like you said, chainsaw.
Just chainsaw. Okay. I think a jackhammer and that would be perfect. Yeah. And then, do you have any questions, Meredith? I know that I'm just loudmouth over here going, like, what are some of the things that, you know, you work with a ton of families when they're purchasing their home and you do a great job. What are some of the things that you see them asking or some concerns that, you know, sometimes the buyers have on your end?
I work with a lot of new families that are first-time buyers. Do you treat first-time buyers a little more delicately than you would treat a, say, seasoned person?
Good question.
That is a good one.
In other words, do you scare the crap out of them?
Yeah. You just come in with all doom and gloom?
Yeah. Don't buy this up. No. In 21 years, there's only been one time where I didn't tell the client. I talked to the realtor and said, you don't want to sell these people this house.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right.
There's only one time in 21 years. Everything's fixable. That's our philosophy. And we can... And we like to work with local contractors that we've got relationships with, and we make sure that there's always an avenue to getting anything done.
Yeah.
But first-time home buyers, we treat everybody like a first-time home buyer until they tell us not to.
Okay. My first-time home buying experience, the inspector got in the crawl space and came out, and he was messing with me. He come out and he's like, oh man, you got a spider problem. You got a spider problem? He goes, yeah, there's spiders down there as big as my fist. And I just, my face just turned white. I'm like, are you serious? No, I'm just kidding.
I did a multifamily in, I think it was Corvallis, and the crawl space had a tunnel carved into it. And the HVAC, the boilers and stuff were underneath in the crawl space, and it was completely moist. And the spider webs were so thick, without a flashlight, you couldn't see 10 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on an inspection?
Oh, I like that question. What's the craziest thing?
Human skeletal remains.
I was going to ask.
It was the ex-wife.
Oh, no. That's a tough one because you're just not sure what to do at that point.
Scream.
Who do I call?
Just slowly back out.
I'm thinking, am I supposed to call the police? The agent and the client were there, so I'm thinking, well, I'll let them know. And then it's on them.
Yeah, but I think it was the last realtor that did not sell their house. Just threw them under there, locked the door.
It turned out to be nothing that they were alarmed about, that the authorities were alarmed about.
Yeah.
But it alarmed me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
He crawled around down there. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Tim. Well, we're going to ask you some more of these great questions here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice in the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, today we're talking home inspections with Tim.
Yes.
And we just had some great questions from Meredith.
Yes.
And I do like the first time home buyer one. That was a good one. But the craziest thing you ever saw one. That's, what did we
human just say? Skeletal remains.
Yeah.
Were found. That's right.
I didn't. In the back of my head, I expected you to say that, but I didn't actually expect you to say that.
I know.
The skeletal remains is much better than a decomposing body.
Yes, right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's crazy. So we're talking about home inspections, the importance of getting one, why a buyer should consider doing that, why sellers hate when buyers ask for that, and everything. But we're starting to see them come back on the forefront where people are starting to ask for it. They're starting to get stuff on inspections paid for again. So there's a lot of ways in this changing market that buyers are winning. Those sellers need to be, aware of the fact that it isn't what it was 3 months ago. There's going to be a large percentage of our real estate population who are agent population. And I don't know if I get in trouble for saying this, but I'm not politically correct, as anybody knows. So off we go. But the fact of the matter is there is still going to be people touting this amazing market after it changes. Here at the Jason Baker team, we are in the trenches every day. So far, 75 times this year. That's how many families we've helped so far buy or sell, which we're super grateful for. But the fact is we're in the arena clawing and pawing and scratching every single day. And we are seeing a major change happen in the real estate industry here in the market and the sale prices and the amount of offers and everything else. And also, the buyers are starting to get stuff on their inspection notices again. Yep. They're starting to order inspections again. This is all good, a sign of a more healthy market. And, a normalizing market is what we want. We want that steady 3-5% growth per year. It makes good people be able to stay here.
Right.
Versus
right.
getting
right.
taxed the hell out of here and not being able to afford it because there's so many good people that live here. So a slowdown is welcome. Plus, we don't have to field 20 offers. I mean, talk about, I'm surprised my admin haven't run up out of there. They probably do anyway because they work with me, but never mind when they're getting 20 offers and every house they have to do that, God. But anyway, well, back to the inspection part of it. So I had some more. I mean, so do new homes, Tim, have issues too? Do you do some new homes?
Every home has something.
Yeah.
And we do, actually, we've done quite a few new homes, more so in the last couple of years than we did.
Yeah. People find it hard to believe you'd actually order a home inspection on a new home. You're like, this thing's going to be great. The last two new homes that we ordered home inspections on, there was mold.
What?
One of them was yours, Meredith. Yeah, Melvin's house.
How?
Yeah.
Well,
that happens. Do I love that guy, Meredith?
I know, he's amazing.
Depending on what season they start building in, if they don't wrap things up tight enough.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah.
Rains on it, snows on it. Snow could be sitting on it for 4 months, and then it melts on it, that kind of thing.
And so. We do several of those inspections in places where they already have municipal building inspections, like Missoula or some of the towns down in Bitterroot. But we also get called out to other parts where they don't have municipal oversight. To do phase inspections and then a complete new home inspection at the end, too, because if you're in the state jurisdiction, there isn't a residential building code enforcement program other than the initial electrical setup and the initial plumbing tie-ins.
Because just because they say an inspector from the county came out or the city came out doesn't mean that everything's okay.
We look at very different things.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Which is really good. So protecting your investment is obviously a good idea. What else, Meredith? You curious about anything else?
I'm curious. Do you guys do meth tests? Do you see a lot of people requesting for meth testing?
Yeah. The state DEQ, we've been in contact with them quite a bit lately. They are in the process of changing their policies on it. It was pretty loose before, and they're trying to tighten that up a little bit. They decided it seems that they're not going to certify testers apart from remediators. So we're going to have to go through the whole of it when they get that established.
Yeah.
But we've been established we've been certified through third party to do the testing all along. And then we work with a local remediation company. So one of the things you can't do is the person who tests can't do the remediation because then it's conflict.
Thank goodness.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've seen that now. There are people out here who do the testing and also the remediation. I can tell you without a doubt, categorically, even if maybe that's the wrong word. I try to use big words and I fall flat.
I was going to say, where's your thesaurus? Did you bring a thesaurus?
Thesaurus? No, I don't even know what that is. Definitely can't spell it. So anyways, I'm a realtor for goodness sakes. Jeepers, creepers. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, yeah, no wonder it came back hot every single time. And then we had it retested on one or two occasions. I lost a client over it. He goes, dude, I've never, ever. He goes, I'm 70 years old. You think I do that? I bought this house new. So, anyways, we got, but.
Well, I'm glad that the Montana DEQ is tightening up the standards.
I think that's so smart.
Some of the abaters have been known to, and there hasn't been any enforcement available for it, but have been known to just paint over it and cover it up. And that works for a few days. That works when you retest and you can say, look, now it's clean. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't take very long for that to seep
out. Yeah. You can do the ta-da, look, comes, it's all fresh now.
Comes with a buzz.
Tim, if anyone wanted to call you and ask you questions about this, how would they get a hold of you or email or anything like that?
Yeah, well, Inspect Montana is inspectmt.com.
Okay.
Or our inspection line is 406-241-9464. And you can email our office at office@inspectmt.com.
Okay, inspectmt.com if you want some more details on that. And Jason, are you off now? Are you off? Are you off the clock?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can. But I'm never off the clock. Plus, there's nine people on the team who are way smarter than me. I'm just a loudmouth.
All right. Good.
Anyway, but yeah, you can reach them or me. You know, because my cell phone works down in Mexico.
Yeah, I can imagine. What are you doing right now?
No,
Jason?
I know. My wife is going to be like, put your phone down. I'm going to be like, no. She'll be looking over there. I'll be hiding under the towel. But anyway, 406-552-4443, or just Google Jason Baker Team, and you'll find us. You can see all of our listings at jasonbakerteam.com. And thank you for listening today, everybody.
As always, if you missed any of our episodes, you can find them on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Jason, until next week, we'll see you soon.
Yep.